Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance Meet your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help prostatitis or prostate swelling with lymphatic system detox. Understanding the lymphatic system, I have a very different view of prostate swelling, prostate infections, and how to improve circulation and the health of the prostate. Your health problems have a common contributing factor, cellular waste building in the body or brain, creating inflammation and disease. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. We all deserve to feel well. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published 11 years ago, and it explains how cellular waste is building in our body because we're slightly acidic, and that acidity is constricting our lymphatic system, our body's sewage treatment plant. Understanding this information, I developed work called Lymphpractic. And Lymphpractic gets to the root cause of most health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. I activate your lymphatic system over a series of sessions, and your life changes because we're reducing inflammation and disease, inflammation and the root cause of disease, that buildup of waste. If you're out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally with phone calls or Skype. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness and having a healthy and happy life. Now, every man, as we get older, even myself, I'm almost 60 next year, I will be 60 next year, should be concerned about their prostate, and more than concerned, we need to start maintaining our lymphatic system and balancing our pH to help prevent prostate swelling or to overcome prostate swelling. So what is prostatitis and prostate swelling? Prostatitis is inflammation of the prostate gland. It's classified into acute, meaning it just happened and you're having a problem with it, chronic, it's been going on for a long time, asymptomatic inflammatory prostatitis, meaning you don't have any symptoms, but they found it, and chronic pelvic pain syndrome. It's painful when you have swelling down in your pelvis and around your prostate. Now, we heard a lot about inflammation, and, you know, you hear that as the root cause of most disease. Inflammation is the root cause of this disease. You know, it's everything. But what is inflammation? Inflammation is part of the complex biological response of the body's tissues to harmful stimuli, such as pathogens, these viruses, bacteria, damaged cells. And this is key, right, because my whole thing is about how we're filling with parts of cells, damaged cells, dead cells. This is really what's creating the inflammation in my view. The function of inflammation is to eliminate the initial cause of cell injury, clear out necrotic cells, that's dead cells that have died in the process, and there's more cells that are clogging us up, and tissues damaged from the original insult and the inflammatory process, and to initiate tissue repair. So inflammation is really about healing. It's how our body heals. But it gets overwhelmed. It especially gets overwhelmed when we're overly acidic. Now, remember, what they're finding in prostate swelling is that the blood vessels around the prostate become calcified or filled with calcium. And to me, it's not calcium. It's dead cell material. The prostate is the end part of the body by the anus, and the lymph system will back up when it's not flowing correctly. And that's also a reason why we get hemorrhoids too, right? It's a backup into that area. So over the past 40 years, there have been many books on acid-alkaline balance, so this isn't something new that I'm talking about. Most people have heard of acid-alkaline balance and have probably even tested themselves. Most people tell me, yeah, I'm acidic. They say it like they don't understand what's going on. If you're acidic, then this is damaging your health. So it's time to see how an overly acidic cellular environment, remember we're a cellular being, is a major contributing factor in prostate swelling. No doubting many people are overly acidic, annual sales of antacids and PPIs, Prilosec, have surpassed $50 billion. So again, we know there's a problem with acid. We treat acid as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in the body. In this case, it's the prostate and the surrounding tissues. I learned of the importance of pH from a Dr. Jaundice Gray in the 90s. He wrote, he's a co-author of Beyond Pritikin, a well-selling book at that time. And he basically came in to me to get well. He was an older man at this time. And he told me, John, all your problems are due to pH. And when I checked my pH, I was 100 times more acidic than I should have been. When I checked my wife and kids, they were 100 times more acidic. And that freaked me out. And I went and I learned all about acid-alkaline balance. And it's really simple. Our fluids in our body, our tissues, really have to be in balance. And the pH scale goes from 1 to 6 is acidic, or 6.9, and 7 is neutral, where we want to be, someplace around 6.5 to 7.5, and then from 7.1 to 14 is alkaline. We don't want to be too acidic. We don't want to be too alkaline. We want to be right in balance, around 6.5 to 7.5. So it's homeostasis. Our body is always trying to find balance. You eat a bunch of acid food, and your body's going to try and balance itself by taking other minerals from the body to buffer that acid. So it's important to understand that we always want to be helping our body find balance. If you're putting in a lot of acid, then you've got to put in more alkaline, and we'll talk about that later. When you're more acidic, you have more hydrogen ions in your blood and less oxygen, and we need oxygen, right? A lot of people we hear all the time that people say, you know, you don't have oxygen, the cell can't have oxygen. The cells start fermenting sugar, and you get cancer. Well, we need oxygen. So when we're acidic, we don't have as much oxygen in our body. We have more hydrogen. Your body needs to be moving between acid and alkaline, finding homeostasis or balance. So my book, In Undetected Acid, Alkaline, and Balance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. You're becoming toxic, and nobody even deals with this when we are sick. So most important, I want you to remember PSA test. I just had my PSA test, and luckily I was nervous for a week, and it came back normal. But the PSA test is a blood test used primarily to screen for prostate cancer. The test measures the amount of prostate-specific antigen, PSA, in your blood. PSA is a protein produced by cancerous and non-cancerous tissue in the prostate, a small gland that sits right below the man's bladder. All right, so what are we to do about the prostate? Before I tell you, let me tell you what I do in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use Lymfractic to help people with cancer, Lyme, swelling, pain, brain issues, autism, Asperger's, dementia. It really doesn't matter. The lymphatic system is connected to every system in the body, and I make a difference in whatever health problem it is, and you feel it from the first time. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients all over the world. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their balance, their pH, to improve lymph flow. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. All right, so how do we help prostate swelling or prostatitis? You need to improve lymph flow from the major drain in your clavicles. You hear me talk about this often, that we have major vessels, lymph vessels, that go into a vein in our neck and pushes the blood right into your heart again. And all that waste that the lymph collected through your body just gets pushed out again. So that's why people feel sick after a lymphatic drainage session or after doing exercise or changing their diet. When we improve the pH of our body or flow of our lymph, we remove waste, and that waste is going to float around your body for a day or two as it gets taken care of by your organs, making you more toxic. So that's something very important to realize. So when we are opening up flow, and it's like opening up a river. If you have a problem in your body, in this case it's the prostate, then we have to open up from your clavicles, the major lymph drain, down to your prostate. And how do we do that? We open up the clavicles, we open up the thoracic duct, which is the major lymph vessel in the chest. We open up the three vessels right under your rib cage along your spine called the cisterna chyli. There's three vessels that must drain the whole lower body. And And then we even have 200 or 300 lymph nodes. And there are many different layers, mesenteric nodes, abdominal nodes, and then the inguinal nodes. And the inguinal nodes are right at the top of your leg, at the crease of the leg. And this is where the prostate, a lot of it goes to. So when we get tight in our shoulders, we get tight in our abdomen, we get tight in our inguinal area, then where does the lymph flow from the prostate? It can't. And we get a backup. So I see the prostate problem not primarily a prostate problem. It's about lack of circulation through the major lymph drain in the clavicles, the thoracic duct, the lymph vessels and nodes in the abdomen, again, at 200 to 300 lymph nodes in the abdomen, and then the inguinal nodes. So there are many ways to improve lymph flow, but balancing the pH of the body and manually draining the lymphatic system is a key. And again, on my site, ospinskyhealthacademy.com, I teach how to drain your lymphatic system so you can become an expert in draining and being in control of lymph flow and natural detoxification in your body. Or you can even make a session with me in Arizona. Now, I'd like you to learn how to go drain your cisterna chyle. I have a few videos on YouTube. Just put in John Ossipinski at YouTube and put in cisterna chyle, C-I-S. C-E-R-N-A-C-H-Y-L-I. And those are three vessels, and I show how to gently push on your abdomen down and then push up a few times, and you can manually open up this area. And you feel relief, and it's something we should be doing if we are in treatment for any type of prostate problems. So balancing pH helps improve lymph flow and health by improving circulation, and that's key. An acidic pH constricts the body and limits lymph flow and circulation. A balanced pH or slightly alkaline improves lymph flow. And that's so key to understand. And most people are walking around acidic. Going through a detox a few times a year is not enough. We need to start doing everyday lymphatic detoxification. If you get stressed, if you eat an acidic diet, if you have alcohol, if you're drinking coffee, soda, if you're not doing a lot of activity, our lymph flow slows and we fill with our own cellular waste. So we need to start doing things that, again, move our blood. Now, many people with prostate problems will take medications and not change their diet. Think about it. This is a little crazy, right? Because your diet, your acidic diet, even a few medications that you may be taking for anxiety or blood pressure or anti-cholesterol may be contributing to you becoming acidic and making your body swell. So again, if you have a health problem, we have to look into changing your diet a little bit, cutting out certain things, which we'll talk about. So balancing the acid in your life is very important. So stress is acid-forming. Acid diets, meat, rice, flour, coffee, tea, all these things are acid-forming in our body. So start eating more fruits and vegetables. I was never a big fruit and vegetable eater. I am now. It makes a difference in your life. Juicing. We do smoothies every morning with fruits and some vegetables. Start putting more alkaline in your body to combat the acid in your life. So help balance with products that buffer acid in your body. Everybody should be taking a magnesium supplement. You know I like Natural Calm. It's a powder, and you feel it when you drink it. We should be taking extra potassium, baking soda, be drinking a green drink. But systemic enzymes may be one of the most important things because they break down cellular waste in the body. So high-dose systemic enzymes, about 8 a day, 4 and 4, is a big difference. Good posture. If you're not sitting straight, then you're backing up your flow in your prostate. So sit straight. You'll feel a big difference. Lymphatic drainage sessions help to improve detoxification in your body. So if you have any questions about getting some drainage sessions from an advanced practitioner, contact me at ossipinskyhealthacademy.com. Acid alkaline food chart, very important. Take this and print it out on my homepage and put it on your refrigerator. It's ossipinskyhealthacademy.com. It's way down on the bottom. There's a link. And I'm telling you, we don't understand that most of the foods we're eating are acid forming. And I'm not perfect, trust me. I eat a little bit of everything, but we have to understand how to clean up. Thursday's show will be on how to help breast cancer with lymphatic system detoxification. We just had some interesting research on breast cancer, how it's linked to microbial imbalance. I hope understanding how to balance your pH changes your life. We need to know how to detox and maintain our lymphatic system. It really makes a difference in your life. thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.